Welcome back, everyone.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Crystal. You're listening to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
A podcast where we talk about legends, paranormal stories, sprinkled with true crime, extraterrestrial, and the like.
A little disclaimer, we're not professionals, we're not historians, we just love everything scary.
If you haven't already, which you should have, subscribe to and review this podcast.
On today's episode, I am talking about genies.
And I'll be talking about a lore slash myth that I grew up in California.
I'm excited for that one. Because, yeah.
Stay tuned.
We're both from the same city.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Are you going to go first or am I going first?
I can go first. Did okay. I go first the last time?
I don't know. No, it was me and Emilio and Troy.
Oh. All right, everyone. So I'm going to be talking about a lore that came from a city where I grew up in San Jose, California. And it is known as Hicks Road.
Hicks Road.
I'm just going to give you a little bit of location. It's by a Almaden Valley Quicksilver Trail. So it's a lot of urban rural areas. Growing up, this was a myth that if you wanted to go sightseeing for the paranormals, this was a go-to place. And I remember growing up as a teenager, driving up to the entryway. But of course, all my friends would chicken out last minute. So we would have to turn the car around and trash talk everybody because why did we make the trip up there? But I mean, all the people who did survive in driving through, there are multiple stories that I have to share. So Hicks Road is just a pathway to go to different areas because, again, this is located in the Almaden Quicksilver Hills.
So remind me, is it in a residential area or is it more?
There are residential. There are houses at the lower, but as you go higher in different streets, like there's a Mount It's really spelled wrong. We're going to put a caption here so you can see it. There's houses as you get to the bottom and there's people who have
so
good amount of land.
You're going up a mountain?
Yeah. You're going mountain, but starting at the bottom of the base, it is a residential area and going up, it is when you get to the top, aside from it being just very deserted and, trees everywhere, there is supposed to be a cult of people who are of fair skin, blonde hair, and they are said to have albinism. So in other words, you guys know albinos. This is what's supposed to be up there, and they're supposed to be a satanic cult.
So pretty much it was taking people with some sort of disability and painting them to be scary and evil, which we know now as adults is absolutely not correct or fair for them. But I remember growing up that we were taught to be scared to go up there, and these people with albinism were like supposed to keep us out of their area.
Yeah. If you stayed and they captured you, you would either join their cult, they would eat you, because there was also stories of cannibalism mixed into this lore. But for the most part, they were satanic. If you needed to be spiteful and get back at your enemy, this is the place to go. Because of course, with all the witchcraft and stuff with Satan, you're going to have all of that. So let me go back to how it became legendary for all the wrong reasons, of course. But if you read like on Reddit, you'll see people put in their stories of, as a kid back in the 1970s, 1980s, that was a place to go.
Even for us, in the 90s, this is what we were taught in the 90s, guys. It wasn't that long ago.
Okay, so they reside, and they're supposed to be in just like trailer homes. So, of course, they're supposed to be harmless, but at night, there are witnesses saying that they hear sounds and screaming and having these like rabid deer come attack you or lure you because, of course, we're curious and, want to touch the little deer. And, of course, chasing or being curious, you'd fall into a trap. The road itself is paved with dirt, but now I just recently went to go drive down Hicks and there's cement. So it's from beyond, it's different. So anyway, you will see abandoned cars. You will see a mountainside that has like hubcaps. They're all over like a shrine of different hubcaps because of course, a lot of cars were deserted. A lot of the stories did show that abandoned cars were there, but of course you would get towed. The cars would get towed later on. They would have creepy huts. There is also known that this is supposed to be like a homeless, very popular homeless encampment. So aside from it being the albinism people, it could just be homeless people. Now, stories say that people are threatened with shotguns that are potentially less friendly. There's a door called the Devil's Door.
I remember this.
This is a giant rock with a door painted on it.
I remember this story.
So driving all the way up, you come to this door. This is going to be where you would pretty much enter the realm. This is like their opening of where Hicks is. So I'm going to read a story really quick. This was somebody who put, me and my friend braved Hicks Road late one night on a Saturday night. We were driving and had seen enough, but my friend was ready to do a three-point turn. The car rolled into a ditch while doing a three-point turn because it's only like a one-way, you know.
That must be frightening.
Yeah. Okay. So there was, I guess, when the car rolled, there were two teen girls alone, and they could hear screaming from the cars.
I feel like this is us. Did this happen to us? Is this our story? This probably happened to us. Right? I don't remember.
They get out of the car. It's totally fine. You know, obviously, mind the whole car crash and whatnot, rolling over. They get out of the car and they start walking back. Two total strangers see them, take them to their house, let them use their phone to call their parents. And they waited until daylight to send for a tow truck to get the car. But the tow truck driver had scolded us, saying that we shouldn't have been up in that road because during the 1970s, you would call police and they wouldn't come around nighttime. It would only be during the day.
So even the police were scared.
Yeah. So supposedly in the 1800s, there was a group of people who wanted to be out of the city and didn't really like the locals, so they went up there. Over time, inbreeding became something else. So they were deformed, and this is where the whole cult came into play. Yes.
That's weird.
Some are said to have seen them dancing around bonfires. They also, just when you're out in the country, like to shoot things. So that's why you hear gunshots late at night. It says here that my friend was shot in the back by a handgun of an albino and ran off.
While they were up there? Shouldn't have been up there in the first
place. And it says here that they are responsible for pretty much trespassing because that was their land. So it's
I wonder how there. That albinism thing played into it. Because I understand if you tell me there's like some crazy, weird, supernatural creature living up there that's all white, looks like a ghost. That's believable. But the fact that you brought like people with albinism into it is really messed up. I don't get it. When did that happen?
This guy who put it on here, he said that this was on Reddit that I found. He was 40 and this was back in 2016. So 4 years ago.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy because even when you call 911, they tell you they'll meet you at the church at the bottom of the hill. Stephanie, who posted a story about her, she said, I heard about a rumor of the satanic and possibly cannibalistic albino cap from the kids at a school named Pioneer. The legends say that they are blood-hungry ghosts, that people have mistaken them being albino or something. I heard they performed rituals with candles across the dam, and 5 days after getting her license back in 1991, I drove to Hicks Road and crashed the car near the reservoir, as lots of teens have done, according to my driver's ed teacher. I was cut and bleeding profusely, so rats would have smelled me, and satanic humans would have heard the crash, right? My passenger and I were both out cold. I figured a 15 and 16-year-old girl were both inside and injured. They should be easy pickings for sacrifice or a midnight snack. No ghosts came by. I did mysteriously end up in the middle of the road about 100 feet from my car, which is down a very steep embankment. I obviously did this myself, but I have no memory of it due to a head injury. Although now that I've heard about this ghost hitchhiker, I'm going to start telling people that there was a ghost. The ghost that I saw was a teen and crashed and died who helped me that night. So I don't know how long I was laying in the road, but we were there. We were found about 3 hours after the accident occurred. Supposedly that the myth started going around 1976, and her niece at that time said that she went to Los Gatos High School. She'd never heard of the legend, but when she would ask her teachers, they'd like give a little cringe and be like, yeah.
The older people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember many times when we were teenagers and we would go like Let's do it. Yeah. Let's drive up there.
Mm-hmm.
We never drove up there. We remember we went to that one abandoned house.
Yeah.
There was that party.
Yeah.
And there was graffiti everywhere.
Yes.
There was graffiti everywhere. There was like those Pentagon stars all over the place. And we were like, where? It felt like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like
a dog.
Yeah. It felt like a crazy movie.
That's what you should do back in the day. No, you know, kids don't do that. They're chicken.
Well, in California, especially because everything closes at 1:30, everything was house parties. Everything still is house parties.
Yeah.
Just not like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. Did you ever drive through Hicks Road?
I did recently because I went on a hike in Almaden, the Almaden Hills. And driving there, I will show pictures. It is very eerie. We did see a couple deer on the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's the lake that's right by. It does say that the fish are contaminated.
What?
Yeah. There's signs everywhere that say fish are contaminated.
So no fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can fish, well, just don't eat it.
If the fish are contaminated, that means the water is too.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I have for Hicks Road, guys.
Hicks Road.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's been through and experienced something bad, I remember the stories that I would hear is like, if you stopped your car, they would come up to your car and they would like bang on the windows and try to get you out of your car. Mm-hmm. Or some of the stories would be like, if you drive your car will just turn off.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
Never went. You went. But you're supposed to go at night.
Yes.
To get scared.
Of course. All right, everyone.
And now it's time
for the Spanish word of the day. Our Spanish word is
espantoso.
Espantoso means frightening, dreadful, hideous, scary.
I don't think we've ever said espantoso, but now we will. Now we will.
That's usually used when you're saying it to somebody. Espantoso.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, and I had to say something from last time. What was our last word? Psíquico.
Psychic.
Psíquico. We were talking about how psíquico, you said psíquicas for females, psíquicos for men. I was like, no, it's only one.
Yeah.
I was wrong. There is. Psíquica is for a female, psíquico is for a male. Google Translate did not have my back. I had to look it up. I looked it up on a different website while I was editing that episode. Because I was like, let me double check before I sound like an ass. I'm going to find out. You're right, I was wrong. Sounded like an ass. It is. Okay. But for today's Spanish word, it was
espantoso.
There you go. Now you have three. Actually, no, because we've done like two and one. A couple times. Psíquico, medium, espíritu, fantasma,
bruja.
and now bruja, and now
espantoso.
Six words in your Spanish.
Get your sentences ready.
And that was
our Spanish word
of the day. Okay, let's go. We're talking about genies. Genie, the big blue genie from Aladdin.
Ooh.
So I always thought that genies were fictional, fake, made up, like everything else that we see in Disney. But we were
friendly
genies too. We were watching, what was that show called? On the Weather Channel? What was it called?
Weird Earth?
Something like that, right? We were watching this show on the Weather Channel of all channels to watch. And they talked about genies and they showed some sort of like a historical something picture. And I was like, genies are a thing. I thought genies were fictional this whole time. And then because I'm like, okay, I know I had to have been exposed to something besides Genie from Aladdin. And then I Dream of Genie. Remember that show?
Yeah.
That old show? That's the two genies I know. This one?
Mm-hmm. That's new with the nose or something?
Oh, in the nose. She twitched her nose. And Genie. Mm-hmm. But no, genies are actually like kind of scary after I did some research. Genies are supernatural beings. They have roots in ancient Mesopotamian legends. And that means they're legends that come from Asia.
Okay.
From that side of the world.
I was going to say, where is our GPS? Where are we going?
So in a book called Legends of the Fire Spirits, Jinn and Genies from Arabia to Zanzibar, a researcher named Robert Lebling states that genies in Arabic are known as jinn.
Okay.
J-I-N-N.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So jinn are taken seriously, and this is a guy talking quote, Djinn are taken seriously and regarded as real, tangible beings by a large segment of the world's population. They often appear humanoid or even human, but possess many amazing powers we lack. They can change their shapes, can fly through the air, and even can render themselves invisible.
Ooh.
And this guy, I guess he does genie stuff or djinn stuff, and he has a Facebook group.
Really?
It's dedicated to talking about genies. It's called the Djinn Group, and it's open to the public, so you can go on there and read all these crazy things. I did for a little. So the Quran, right? That's how you say it? The Quran? States that Allah created three types of beings from three substances: humans made of earth, angels made of light, and djinn or genies made of smokeless fire. And then there are said to be five categories of djinn, genies. Two of the best known are Shaitan and Ifrit, both of which are said to be evil, and both are known as demons.
Okay.
So those are like the evil kind.
Mm-hmm.
So genies are considered wind and fire spirits by Muslims. They are invisible to humans in their pure form, but they can shapeshift into anything they want. Which
we love shapeshifters.
Yeah, I know. We talk about shapeshifting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it contradicts a little bit to something else I found out. I'll tell you right now. Genies, this is what it kind of contradicts. Genies are just like people. That's what others have said.
Mm-hmm.
They can be good or evil. And they have the same life cycle we have. So they are born, they grow up, they marry, have jobs, raise families, live in their own communities, and die just like humans.
Hmm.
So I don't know why in their pure form they're invisible. I don't know if it's a choice they make. Or maybe out of the five categories, those two other... I don't know.
Hmm.
I never got clarification on why there's two different ideas of what form they are.
Okay.
So in the Arab world, genies are known for their wish-granting versions, which I think is where we get most of our...
fiction.
Genie knowledge. Yeah. There are two ways to control a genie. One is by being a wizard, and the other is by wearing a magical ring of Solomon. So I guess King Solomon, I thought it was like a ring, like Lord of the Rings. The ring on your finger.
The dark
one. It's
not
a ring on your finger. It's like a medallion.
Okay.
That I guess the King of Solomon had, and I don't know if somebody did something to this medallion. I don't know how he got this magical medallion. Kind of like a coin.
Yeah.
Just the big one. I don't know how he got it. I don't know why it's magical. I didn't do that much research, but he had it. And if you have that, you can control a genie.
Okay.
So that's how you get your wishes. But there's another side to it. So on that Facebook group by that guy, it talks about if a genie ever comes in your presence and tells you he's a genie or he'll grant you three wishes or whatever, don't do it, because then you're like trapped with the genie.
For those three wishes?
Forever.
Oh.
It's like you're wishing for something that you shouldn't even have, right? Like you're doing something that's not a part of your life, your path of life or whatever.
Yeah.
So then it kind of like counter on you. It's like, I want to be a millionaire, and then all these bad things start happening to you. So it's kind of like that. So okay. I guess it's up to you if you want to wish three things.
When you say wizard and also being the human type, I think of back when tribes had their own like medicinal, what are they called? Chakras or something like
Shamans?
That? Shamans, yes. Uh-huh. That's what I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Genies are sometimes blamed for unexplained minor health scares, accidents, and misfortune. Because like I said, it sounds all good and great. And I think it's because of what we are exposed to in mainstream media about genies.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I guess, interact with a genie on that level, bad things start to happen. There's a story that shows an example of this in 2000. So in the year 2000, teachers at an all-girls school in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah began having mysterious fits and seizures. The doctors, they attributed this issue happening to mass hysteria. That was their reasoning. Mass hysteria, all these teachers are having seizures.
Okay.
Many believed that djinn haunted the school and were to blame for the attack. But there was no backstory to that. There was no like, this is why they wanted to attack. It was just they blamed it on the djinn.
Yeah.
In May 2015, 9 elementary and middle school students at a girls' school in southern Medina, Saudi Arabia, claimed that djinns had made them feel unwell, causing episodes of fainting and spasms. Nearly 200 of their classmates refused to attend the school for 2 days while medical authorities searched for an explanation. Can you believe that?
I could only imagine what the school, how could they respond to that?
Right? For parents. 200 people not going to school. Uh-huh. It's serious. They really believe in genies and jinn over there.
Yeah.
And the beliefs aren't just among the people, but it's said that even the elected officials, like everybody really believes in jinn. In 2011, nearly 24 associates of the Iranian president Mohammad, I'm going to butcher this, Ahmadinejad. Sure. I think. I'm totally wrong.
Ahmadinejad.
Okay, so they were accused of summoning jinn to attack political enemies. They're doing
well. Even brujeria. When we saw that Weird Earth special, they even said this cloud that looked as if a genie was coming in.
That's what
it was. Like a curse for you to even see that.
Yeah, the episode was showing like crazy.
The world's ending, pretty
crazy
much.
Crazy storm brewing. Mm-hmm. And everybody that looked at the storm saw the face of a genie in the clouds.
Yeah.
I saw it, but I was like.
It took me a while to focus.
We're so skeptical. I was just like, it's just clouds. Yeah. Like you can, your brain will make it look like a face, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with these elected officials over there, one man was reportedly accused of summoning a genie who caused a heart attack in one of their rivals.
Sounds like brujeria to me.
Yes, it is. So genies can seem like other legends, right? Weird creatures, ghosts, spirits, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
But the one repeated thing I saw is that they are in human form and they have a human life cycle. It's just that they are supernatural.
And shapeshifters.
And they're shapeshifters. But they're, yeah, they're supernatural. They have powers, but they're not almighty powerful, but they do have powers. They're like spirits and demons. Jinn are said to be able to possess humans. See? Right?
I would think if they have the capability of being an actual human by luring them to take their power, maybe embody a human that way.
Well, like, no, they say that for every genie or jinn, they are connected to a human. So somebody could be married to a jinn.
Okay.
And they will have families and everything because jinn can be good or bad. Mm-hmm. So if they want to live their life good, they'll live their life good.
But so, they don't obviously say I'm a genie.
I don't know. I didn't get that deep into it, but it's something definitely to look into. Mm-hmm. So like I was saying, they can possess humans and they can be exorcised from the human body through rituals, just like Catholic exorcisms. That was another story about genies. And instead of like Catholic rituals where they read passages from the Bible, they read sections of the Quran and they hopefully exorcise the jinn out of them. Jinns are believed, like ghosts, to sometimes haunt buildings, homes, and other locations, including sewers and drain pipes. Jinn are said to be repelled by salt and iron, a characteristic they share with vampires.
I thought it was garlic.
Well, for them, it's salt. And I didn't even know about the iron part.
Yeah, I don't know, but iron.
Can we walk around with our planchas? Zach, oh my God.
No.
What do you say? When they're exercising, I invoke thee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. I invoke is when you want it to come to you.
Wrinkle free. That's what I thought you were doing right now.
With salt water. And as with many magical creatures around the world, stories of jinn are often told in the form of a boogeyman story, and children are warned to obey their parents. If not, a jinn will come get you.
Put you back into shape.
And in some places, jinn are so feared that merely calling them by their name risk retribution. So some people don't even say the name. I think the name I said earlier that. So I think the two names I called them earlier, Shaitan and Ifrit. I think those are the two that people don't say, which I said it like 6 times already.
Like Lord Voldemort?
Yeah, don't say that name. But yeah, some people are so scared of it, they won't even call the jinn by their name. And it's just like other things where you're not supposed to say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror. Or
that one.
Or what's the other one? Oh my gosh, his fate, Beetlejuice. Don't say that one 3 times. Mm-hmm. But like I said earlier, I wrote it down again at the end of my notes. Every genie or jinn is supposed to be connected to a human. So you could very much have a relationship with a jinn right now and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. And let us know if you even have experienced anything or heard, if you do follow the Quran and have heard anything, you know, growing up. That's a definite thing that we want to know, just to see.
Yeah, because it's a totally different culture. And we're obviously, we know a lot of American culture and a lot of Spanish culture because that's what we are. But I didn't know that there was like genies were their legends, their folklore.
Yeah.
That's and they so all have a link
in some way or some form.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. How they cross culturally.
I want to say that I feel like if the genie needs to be connected to a human, mm-hmm. maybe that's their anchor. Just like with paranormal and spirits, the anchor is the water. If they have their portals.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Because imagine they have to start, if they're in their purest form, they're invisible.
Yeah.
Then maybe once they make a connection with a human mm-hmm. and then they crossbreed and then their offspring is still connected to a human somehow. Yeah. And that's how they continue mm-hmm. being in the human form. And are you a jinn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a genie?
Mm-hmm.
How? And then it's kind of like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, where she's like a witch, but she's half regular human, half witch. So she doesn't have all of the powers.
Ooh, yeah.
I've gone down a rabbit hole. Now I'm going to keep looking up genies. But that's it. That's all I have for genies. If you guys, like we said, have any more information for us that is so interesting, like what we just talked about, please let us know. I want to know.
Comment below. Let us know your stories or where we can find other stories similar to like Reddit.
Yeah. I want to know specific genie stories. Yeah. If anybody ever did a wish, did it come true? Did you get in trouble? Did it bite you in the butt?
Yeah. Are you still attached?
Yeah, it's like that one. It's like a saying, like the grass is always greener, but they tell you like the poorest man asked to have his own island and be rich mm-hmm. and it was granted. And then he lived on the island by himself. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those life lesson thingies. Mm-hmm. But anyways, okay.
This wraps up this episode. Subscribe to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Las Brujas Podcast, on Twitter at Brujas Podcast, and on YouTube at Las Brujas and Friends Podcast.
Any feedback, suggestions, or personal testimonials that confirm these stories, we would love to read them.
A question for you. Again, if you have a genie story, please let us know.
Or if you're from the Bay, have you ever went up Hicks Road or have had encountered a story from them, from that lore?
Yes.
Join us next week. We post every Friday. Bye.